Soup, sea creatures, and robots getting grabby. This is the What a Weird Week show.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here.
Really weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott. This is What a Weird Week, where we catch you up on the weird news of the week. If you want a transcript of today's show or show notes or podcast stuff, go to shownotes.page. The website, again, is shownotes.page. Here we go, Season 5, Episode 10, first published on Friday, March 8th, 2024.
10.
The moon was back in the news this week. Russia has announced they hope to team up with China and build a nuclear power plant on the moon. A lot of moon news, eh, you guys? Everybody, different countries, different agencies, a lot of lunar projects. Many of them haven't gone well. Just recently, that one famously flipped over on its side. Well, what if the nuclear power plant flips over on its side? This makes me uncomfortable. I do have an idea. I don't know who I write to have this become law, but before you build something that could destroy the moon, you have to build a donut shop on the moon. Proof of concept, build me a donut shop. Donuts help me calm down anyway, you guys. If you can prove to me you got a functioning donut shop on the moon, then I'm going to be more chill about your nuclear reactor.
9.
Rare Lego piece makes news. It was found at a thrift store, and it sold for a lot of money. This was a Lego piece that was made out of gold. It's a solid gold Lego piece. But still, it didn't seem like it was on anyone's radar. First, let me say it's not a Lego brick. It is from a Bionicle Lego series, so it looks like a little mask, maybe like the face of a Transformer or a Star Wars character. Picture a little solid gold mask. It got donated to a Goodwill in Pennsylvania. It was donated with a bunch of jewelry. I assume like a box of junk jewelry. They put it on their website and people were bidding on it saying, I'll give you $1,000 for it right now. Then they figured out, oh, this seems to be generating some excitement. It ended up getting auctioned off for $18,000. Something somebody thought was junk ends up being worth a whole lot of money. Every time you go into a thrift store, you gotta have that in the back of your mind. You're like, maybe today's the day. It's not just me that thinks that way, is it? Next, they've discovered a new sea creature. The top 10 weird news stories of the week. This is the What a Weird Week show.
8.
They've discovered a new sea creature off the coast of England. It is a whole new species of sea slug. They used to think there were only two species of sea slug, and now there's another sea slug. There's a new player in town. Not as exciting as if they found Bigfoot floating, you know, some sort of amphibious Bigfoot. But hear me out. If you're a true believer like me, they keep finding new stuff. I love that. And this is just one step closer to total Bigfoot disclosure. You guys, we have some photos, but if you don't have a chance to click shownotes.page and have a look, or perhaps you just don't care to, I will describe the sea slug for you. It's between 2 and 5 centimeters long. That's between around 1 inch, 2 inches. And it looks quite blobby. I would describe it as blobby.
7.
Saved you a click.
7.
Scientists stunned by man who has gotten the COVID vaccine more than 200 times. This fellow is 62 years old, German. You might have caught this one. It got picked up a lot, the headline. A lot of news orgs covered this fellow. It wasn't part of some experiment. He just wanted to get the vaccine. He felt compelled to get the vaccine over and over. He is described in the article we linked to as cautious. 217 doses is what he claims in 29 months. So doing the math real quickly, that's like more than 7 vaccines a month. Almost twice a week, he went for a COVID vaccine. And once researchers found out about this fellow, well, then they were very interested in studying, you know, the effects. So far, I mean, it's kind of still ongoing. They're still piecing things together, but no side effects is what they're finding. The fellow is healthy. I'm sure there are many different opinions on this story, but don't you think that could be, I'm not saying it was this fellow's scenario, but if you fell in love with the person giving you your vaccine shot and you just kept going back over and over and over, doesn't that sound like a delightful Hallmark movie waiting to happen? Wait, it doesn't? Are you sure? Next, something incredibly rare just happened the other day, and it's not terrible. This is the What a Weird Week show. Thank you for listening and subscribing.
Six.
Something incredibly rare happened the other day, and it's not terrible. I would not deem it terrible news. A gray whale was spotted in the Atlantic Ocean. They thought gray whales were extinct and did not live in the Atlantic Ocean anymore. Like, for centuries, for 200 years, no gray whales in the Atlantic Ocean. And then the news this week was gray whale spotted off the coast of Nantucket. It is considered so unusual that one of the professional spotters in the story is quoted as saying, "I didn't even want to say what I thought it was because it seemed crazy." We link to some great photos. If you click shownotes.page, you can find that link in today's show notes. If you don't have a chance to click, I'll describe the photos for you. A whale in the water. It is a classic whale in the water shot. Also, I should say, when I mentioned this wasn't terrible news, I mean, it's nice that the gray whale isn't extinct, but some of the experts are saying that this is perhaps due to climate change. And of all the changes, it's one of the worser changes. The time change this weekend also is not high up there on my list of good things. So research is ongoing, but that's where we are right now.
Five.
How often does Campbell's Soup come out with a brand new flavor? They have. Campbell's Soup is in the news for their limited time offer of grilled cheese and tomato soup. I don't know if it's like this where you're at, but at my grocery store, soup has been hit by shrinkflation. It's frustrating. All I want is a delicious can of soup at a reasonable price. But I tell you what, you come up with a brand new soup flavor, you're going to keep bringing me back to the soup aisle. In the article, they describe the taste as traditional Campbell's tomato soup, which is delicious. This portion of the show not sponsored by Campbell's, but they know their way around tomato soup, you guys. I mean, that's common knowledge. So it's tomato soup and cheddar cheese flavor, Monterey Jack cheese, and a surface, this is a quote, surface-ripened semi-soft cheese like Munster. I have a very unsophisticated palate, so I don't know what any of that means, actually, but I am willing to try it. And right now it's still in the coming soon stage on social media, so at time of recording, not sure if it's going to be USA only or available here in Canada. This delicious soup may require a road trip. To be continued. Up next, your hero is named Don Gorski. Listening to the What a Weird Week program. We catch you up on the week's weird news.
Four.
The return of Don Gorski. Is he your hero? Does the name not ring a bell? He still might be your hero. We talked about Don Gorski before on this program. He's the fellow who holds the world record for Big Mac consumption. First got the world record in 1999. He just goes to McDonald's every day and eats Big Macs. He's back in the news because the tally is now over 34,000 Big Macs in his lifetime. Here's a quote in the story from Don himself. "Many people thought I'd be dead by now." He had his first Big Mac in 1972, you guys. Congratulations, Don.
Three.
This one from Ben Hoops Hooper, the weird news guru at United Press International. Check his stuff out. The rabbit tattoo world record in the news. Congratulations, Craig Evans of Wales, who just got his 69th rabbit tattoo. That's a world record. The guy just loves rabbits. We link to a video that shows an assortment of the rabbit tattoos. If you want to check them out, maybe you're looking at getting a tattoo. This might inspire you. There are some traditional rabbits. Some look to be sort of robot-like. A robot rabbit. A rabbit bot. Some look very fierce. Others, cute and cuddly. Next is the world record you will break this weekend. I know you can do this one, you guys. We're almost to the number one weird story of the week. This is the What a Weird Week show. David Rush is back in the news with another world record attempt. He's the fellow going for the most Guinness World Record titles held concurrently. He has a lot of world records already. The most world records held concurrently is a difficult one because every time he sets a record, somebody else tries to knock him off that pedestal. That's the cutthroat nature of world records. We should say Dave is using this platform to raise awareness of STEM education. This latest record attempt seems like a world record you could do this weekend. I don't want to take away from Dave's accomplishments. I'm just saying, you could do this. Get a couple of balloons. Keep those balloons in the air over 14 minutes using only your head. The official record is longest duration to keep two balloons in the air with the head. You've been training for this one since childhood. 14 minutes and change, the current world record. Good luck. Honorable mention. Okay, this one is PG-13, I would say. PG-13, not for the kids. Kids, put on your earmuffs. Just because it involves nudity and a saucy name for this event. Maybe you saw this in the headlines. A group of nudists in Pittsburgh have made news because they're planning a naked bowling event. Whoever is in charge of organizing this event and raising awareness, they have done an incredible job because this got picked up by a lot of news orgs. So the Pittsburgh Area Naturalists are hosting an event. You can find this on Facebook. It's called the Balls Out Bowling Event. You know, like bowling balls. At a bowling alley in Pittsburgh. You have to be nude to participate. It's not clothing optional. It is no clothing mandatory, maybe is how I would describe it. No photography allowed, nothing saucy, and participants are asked to bring a towel, which you should always have at bowling anyway. Anytime you participate in bowling, you should bring a towel. Another honorable mention. This week, a robot made headlines. Should we ever trust robots, you guys? Right now, my vote is no, never. This robot in the news is dubbed the first male robot of Saudi Arabia. It's a robot that looks like a dude. And in the video that got trending, the lady reporter is talking about the robot as they unveil this robot that looks like a dude. And the robot looks as though it reaches out and tries to maybe grab the reporter's butt. Definitely that is what it looks like. And so people started sharing this video. I mean, viewer discretion, there is what looks like an attempted butt grabbing by robot going on in the video. You've been forewarned, but we do have a link to the video in today's show notes if you go shownotes.page. This is how it all starts, you guys. Robots trying to cop a feel. And eventually that leads to robot takeover. World domination. It has begun. Next, our number one story involves a holiday you might not have heard of and an unusual tradition that you can be a part of. Catch up on the weird news of the week with this show. It's called What a Weird Week.
One.
A couple of things I didn't know. First of all, hello to our friends in Missouri. The area code in St. Louis is 314, and so that's become a bit of a local holiday in St. Louis, 314 Day, March 14th. And so I didn't know that. Also, I didn't know the world record for the most people in one place with underwear on their head is 270 participants. Well, on March 14th, 314 Day in St. Louis. They're going to try to get 314 participants wearing underwear on their head. This is at a museum in St. Louis. They will supply the underpants. You just got to be there. All we need is your presence and a good attitude, really. So good luck and a shout out to the City Museum in St. Louis, Missouri. And that's it. That is the program. If you would like show notes or more stuff, go to shownotes.page or search What a Weird Week wherever you get podcasts. Every weekend, you can hear the show on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. We'll see you next week for another countdown of weird news.